理课堂听 class.com。
第四天，真题练习。
Question 1.
I'm afraid I can't show you the apartment at the moment because the tenant is still living in it. It's really a lovely place with a big kitchen and a sunny window for only $200 a month.
Sounds good, but we really can't rent an apartment without seeing it first.
What do we learn from the conversation?
Question 2.
So that's what's been keeping you so busy recently.
Yes, I've been tied up with my studies. You know, I'm planning to go to the United States this coming summer, but I'm a bit nervous about my English.
What is the woman busy doing?
Question 3.
How did you feel when you found out you had high blood pressure?
Shocked. The problem for me was that there were no symptoms. It seemed to have sneaked up on me.
What does the man mean?
Question 4.
The dean just announced that Dr. Holden's going to take over as chairman of the history department.
I knew it all along. He's the obvious choice. All the other candidates are no match for him.
What does the woman mean?
Question 5.
What do you think of the government's new tax cut proposal?
Though it may give some benefit to the poor, its key component is the elimination of tax on dividends. That means the rich will get richer.
What does the woman think of the government's tax cut proposal?
Question 6.
Jenny, remember this. A job worth doing at all is worth doing well.
Oh, yes. I certainly won't forget it. But don't expect me to stick to the job just because it pays a few more bucks. A life of continued exploration is a life worth living.
What can be inferred about the woman from the conversation?
考点突破，强化练习。
Question 1.
It's awfully dark for 4 o'clock. Do you think it's going to rain?
You'd better do something about that watch of yours. It must have stopped hours ago. Mine says 7.
What conclusion can we draw from this conversation?
Question 2.
When are we supposed to submit our project proposals, Jane?
They're due by the end of the week. We've only 2 days left. We'll just have to hurry.
What does the woman mean?
Question 3.
I'll have these shoes. Please tell me how much I owe you. They are $40 a pair, and three pairs make a total of $120. But today, we offer a 10% discount.
How much does the man have to pay?
Question 4.
Hi, Janet. I hear you've just returned from a tour of Australia. Did you get a chance to visit the Sydney Opera House?
Of course I did. It would be a shame for anyone visiting Australia not to see this unique creation in architecture. Its magnificent beauty is simply beyond description.
What do we learn from this conversation?
Question 5.
I'm sorry I wasn't able to attend a lecture last Monday. I learned it was quite a success.
Well, you can make it up. Another presentation on the same topic is scheduled for the same time next Monday.
What do we learn from this conversation?
Question 6.
So, you're just back from a trip to India. What were you doing there?
The trip was intended to bring to the world's attention the fact that AIDS is not just an African disease. It's also endangering other countries, notably India and Thailand.
What was the purpose of the man's trip to India?
Question 7.
Have the parts we need for the photocopying machine arrived yet?
I ordered them last week, but something is holding them up.
What does the woman say about the parts needed for the photocopying machine?
Question 8.
The cafeteria provided many kinds of dishes for us today. Did you notice that?
Yes. Kind of rare, isn't it?
What does the man imply?
Question 9. Has Bill called Mary to go to the supermarket together?
He hadn't planned to, but he changed his mind at the last minute.
What can we learn about Bill from the conversation? Question 10.
Sorry to trouble you, miss. I'm your new neighbour, and there is something wrong with my telephone, and my child is ill. Can you let me in and make a phone call?
If you give me the doctor's number, I'll call for you.
According to the conversation, which of the following is not true? Question 11.
Did Nick take his motorcycle to the garage to be fixed?
Don't be foolish. That would have been a waste of money. It only had a flat tire.
What does the man imply?
Question 12. Mrs. Winter, I need your advice. I want to buy a dress for my wife. Can you tell me where I can get one at a reasonable price?
Sure. Go to Richards. It has the latest styles and gives a 30% discount to husbands who shop alone.
What do we know about the Richards store? Question 13.
I don't think we should have told Tom about the surprise party for Lucy.
It's all right. He promises not to tell, and he doesn't make promises lightly.
What does the man mean?
Question 14.
Many people prefer taking public buses or even taxis because parking is getting to be a real headache in some parts of the city.
That doesn't surprise me.
What conclusion can we draw from this conversation? Question 15.
I hear that the extra physics course this semester is outstanding.
It used to be, but now Professor Robert has retired.
What does the man imply?